Welcome to the New Year's new sermon for the Church of Natural Abundance. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for joining me today. And the website is abundance.church. And I haven't recorded sermons for several weeks. And now is the right time to do this because, well, the subject of today's sermon is why the future of America, which is about to shift radically, and the future of Western civilization will not be a very good future unless we return to Christian values. And a society that lacks values can never solve its problems through policies alone. This is a really key understanding because right now, Trump is about to be sworn in a few weeks as the president. And we've got his advisors like Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy and the so-called Department of government efficiency, and apparently they're going to make all these changes and help solve problems and help reduce government waste, and this is supposed to keep the country going. And really, this is, it could be helpful in the short run, but in the long run, you don't have a sustainable nation if you don't have core values that are rooted in Christian principles. Now, I don't mean that everybody in the nation has to be a Christian, but the key values that Christianity teaches, you know, respect for life, being honest, you know, honest dealings with people, do not be a deceiver, do not be a murderer, do not be someone who exploits others, do not be someone who kills others just because you want what they have, etc. These are core Christian principles. And America was founded on these principles. And I say that you have no future as a nation if you can't get back to these core principles. Now, it's very clear that much of America and even Trump's leadership is focused on material gains. How do we make America great again? Well, in some people's minds, that means making everybody rich in the stock market or making everybody rich maybe from Bitcoin. Giving people material wealth, material gains. Well, that doesn't count anything in the spiritual world. It doesn't count in God's eyes. That's not what gets you into heaven. That's not how you earn your inheritance. You don't earn it in dollars. So if that's the focus of the country, is just make everybody rich, well, that's going to fail in terms of a sustainable civilization because you're lacking the key values. And one of those values is, of course, protection of life, especially of the innocent. And when you have most of American leadership today, including Trump himself and including Elon Musk and including the U.S. Senate, most of it, that is openly supporting mass slaughter of innocent women and children in Gaza, in Lebanon, and I'm talking about, of course, Israel and Zionism and the mass slaughter of innocent people being supported by the Trump administration, by the way. You cannot have a sustainable nation. You don't have a future as a nation if you embrace that kind of philosophy of genocide. You can't, on one hand, be a murderer or an endorser of murder, and then on the other hand, claim that you're going to make your nation great again because you have what it takes to be, you know, a great leader, or you're going to have, you know, abundance and liberty and all these things. No, if you can't protect innocent life, then you have no foundation of values or ethics from which to make any claims about making a nation great again. I mean, what does it matter if you make your people wealthy financially, but your nation stands for the murder of hundreds of thousands, if not a million, women and children somewhere else around the world? You know, you're a living contradiction in that case. So that's one of many core values that America needs to get back to. Pro-life in the greatest sense. Pro-life for all lives, because all lives matter. All lives are a gift from God with consciousness and the breath of life and creation. Now, on top of that, for a nation to be sustainable and to be great again, the nation has to be rooted in a philosophy of honesty and integrity. And what we see in America today more and more, and I've witnessed it myself, it's very sad to see, is that there's more of a philosophy of short-term gains at the expense of everyone else. American culture has become a culture increasingly steeped in selfishness, greed, narcissism, shortcuts, like what's in it for me, instead of how can we contribute to a greater society that benefits everyone else as well. This philosophy, which really characterized the Biden years and also Barack Obama and his years, saw government weaponized to both hand out money to friends of the Democrats, but also weaponized to punish those who were conservatives or those who were critics of the government regime. And then especially during the COVID years, we watched government become incredibly deceptive, dishonest, punitive, resorting to coercion, threats, intimidation, these kinds of tactics to try to control people's behavior when it came to things like vaccines or masks or lockdowns or travel. And it was a time of really horrific authoritarianism on the part of government. And it demonstrated how government exists as a violation of God's principles or the teachings of Christ himself, which are rooted in honesty, being honest with each other, doing what you say you're going to do, and also having compassion, having a sense of humanity, respect for the lives of other people. Well, what we saw during COVID is that government not only does not respect you, government wants to murder you. So the federal government under Joe Biden became literally demonic. And we saw this in New Zealand, in Canada, Australia, Western European countries, and so on, and some other nations around the world, some in Central and South America, became truly demonic. And in doing so, they killed tens of millions of people around the world. So if we hope to have a sustainable nation of the United States of America, we have to get back to teaching honesty. And we have to get back to teaching respect for life, you know? When was the last time the government ever did anything along those lines to help people with, I don't know, public service announcements that would say, you know, be honest, you know, honesty counts, integrity matters, the more honest we are with each other, the better off we all are, the better society functions. We never see messages like that. The messages in pop culture, in Hollywood, movies and TV, etc., are all just, you know, get what you can get, take what's yours, get as much as you can, that kind of thing. And sadly, that leads us to a nation where the drug companies just exploit the pandemic to maximize their own revenues, or where the military-industrial complex applauds war in the Middle East because they make more money building bombs, for example. And that kind of a society is not sustainable in the long run. Now, one of the good things about the Trump administration is the health reforms, at least this effort to get RFK Jr. in as head of HHS. And when it comes to health reforms, we need to have, again, Christian values, which focus on real wholesome foods. Now, remember, in the Bible, God talked about the foods. He talked about them as gifts, the vines, the grapes, the pomegranates, the figs, but also the land, the water, and the you know, the sheep and the goats, etc. All these natural gifts from Mother Nature. And even what were the gifts of the three wise men? Huh? Yeah, it includes, you know, myrrh resin and gold as well. And all throughout the Bible are mentioned all kinds of herbs and spices, things that are medicinal. And they were used in that fashion. But in today's modern medical world, all of that has been forgotten by the establishment, which has pushed nothing but vaccines and pharmaceuticals and surgery and radiation and chemotherapy and all these things that are toxic, if not demonic in some ways, such as chemotherapy. It's time to get back to the gifts that God gave us. the gifts of natural medicine, herbal medicine, nutrition, healing foods, these gifts that are expressed through Mother Nature to the benefit of humankind. And it is this concept on which our church here is founded. The Church of Natural Abundance is so named because of God's gifts through foods and herbs and natural substances, plants that contain all of these amazing medicines. Well, if RFK Jr. does even a halfway decent job as head of HHS, he will help create a regulatory environment that is more conducive to advocating and sharing herbs and foods and superfoods and nutritional supplements, things that can help people stay healthy and can help prevent chronic degenerative disease. And that's a very positive thing. So remember, we can't have a future civilization if our people are sick and diseased all the time. So good health is a prerequisite for a healthy nation and a sustainable future, just as good values is a prerequisite to also having a nation that is sustainable. You've got to have both. There are pillars of society that have to be fulfilled, and good health is one of those pillars. Good values is another pillar. And also, the third one we'll talk about here is honest money. So an honest money system would be a system where no one can cheat. No one can loot money from others. Now, we currently in the United States, we do not have an honest money system. We have a corrupt system where the government or the Federal Reserve, more appropriately, which is not really part of the government, can print any money that it wants out of nothing. And then it can use that money to purchase goods and services, thereby flooding the money supply with its counterfeit currency. This results in effectively an extraction of purchasing power from everybody else who had to earn their dollars. So this is a form of theft. And a nation founded on theft, which is what America has become, it's rooted in monetary theft from its own people. A nation structured as such can never prosper in the long term. And the only way, if Trump wants to make America truly great again, he would have to end the Federal Reserve and end the money printing. Honest currency would be one of the most important ways to make America great again, along with the other two things I already mentioned here. But are we going to get that? Are we going to get a government where money printing is impossible because the currency is not centrally controlled? Well, I doubt it. Although that's what we deserve, that's what we should get. But I doubt that's going to happen because there's so much power in the ability to print money. And so we're very likely, even under Trump, to have a government that is violating the basic rules of fairness that God and Christ and Paul all taught in the Old and New Testaments. You know, fairness, if one person can just print unlimited amounts of money, that's not fair to the other people. So that is not something that is truly Christian. You know, money printing is really an anti-Christ type of behavior. It is theft, and it must stop for America to truly be great again. Now, interestingly, this comes right back to point number one, which was about the values. If you have a nation founded on values, values of honesty, integrity, transparency, etc., well, then you would automatically have honest money. But when you have money printing, that's not honest. That's counterfeit money. That's cheating. That's stealing from the people. So money printing is, by definition, dishonest, deceptive, and in contradiction to the value system that Christianity teaches and that other religions teach too, by the way. It's not just Christianity that teaches a very similar set of values. Now, for a nation to truly be great again, it also has to not censor people's speech, because censorship is a form of oppression. It's a form of deception and tyranny. And the teachings of the Bible did not support censorship, especially censorship of truth. And when the ancient Jewish leaders, for example, forbade Peter and others to speak the word Christ all around Jerusalem, that was a wicked act, censorship of Christ himself, or censorship of his name. Well, censorship is wrong. And that was known even, 2,000 years ago, it was known. And we are reminded again today how evil censorship is, as the government regimes of Canada, the US, Australia, New Zealand, whatever, all these countries, European countries as well, they censor truths. If you talk about natural medicine, if you talk about the dangers of vaccines, if you talk about the realities of monetary policy, like we were just talking about, anything that you say that is truthful is very likely to be targeted by censorship of these regimes. And as a result, it shows that these regimes are incredibly dishonest and do not deserve our support and will not, in fact, create a prosperous society. So an easy way to step back and ask yourself, well, will the Trump administration, will it make America great again? Or you could ask this about any administration. This isn't about Trump himself. You only have to ask yourself these simple questions. Does this leader promote values, good ethics? If the answer is no, then there's your answer for the whole question. The country can't be great again without values. But also ask, does this person promote good health and access to good information about living healthier? And if the answer is no, then you know the population can never be made abundant and wealthy without having health. And then the third question, does this government support honest money by not printing money? And if the answer is no, if they do print money, then you know the nation can never be great again. And you should not be invested in that currency or the future of that nation, frankly, until that nation restructures itself and adheres to these basic pillars of sustainability, then you know the outcome is going to be negative. And it is not rational to step back and say, well, I hope everything's going to be great again. I hope it's going to get better, while at the same time realizing that, well, here's a nation that the leadership doesn't recognize the value of human life, doesn't really have ethics, doesn't believe in honest money, doesn't really promote good health of its citizens, etc. So obviously, if that's what the leadership is believing in or advocating, then you're never going to achieve greatness as a nation, because those things are missing. Those requirements are missing. So then you quickly come to realize that there is probably no government in the world that qualifies as having solid values, as promoting good health, and having honest money. No government in the world. So then what's your answer? Well, you have to live somewhere. So you focus on your own adherence to those values. You can't change the whole government, but you can change yourself. You can change the way you interact with the world. You can change your own views. You can change your own behavior. So you can be a person who acts with values and ethics, even if you're in a nation that does not reflect that. You can be a person that cares about other human beings. You can be a person that treats people honestly, that pays your debts, that does not deceive people. You can be a good person even in a wicked nation. In fact, if you live in a nation of wickedness and lies and deceptions, it makes it all the easier to stand out as a good person because of the contrast. Just being a mediocre good person, you'll still stand out because everything else around you is so wicked. You don't even have to be a super good person. As I've often said before, getting into heaven, that is, fulfilling the requirements that God places upon us, is actually not that difficult. It really isn't that difficult. It's just that it's very seductive for people to not do those things. They would rather behave as wicked people or focus on greed or engage in deception or just be narcissists or non-believers or what have you. That's just an easier path for a lot of people. But once you realize that getting into heaven has a set of requirements which are not that difficult to achieve, you have a lot of freedom in that. Be a good person. Teach values to others. Invite people to salvation. Invite people to invite Christ and God into their own lives. And you are fulfilling what God asks you to do. And if you can't do those things, I mean, okay, maybe you don't want to share your views with others. Well, you can, at the very minimum, just be a good person yourself. Treat others with dignity. Don't support, you know, genocide and murder. There's a starting point right there that a lot of people need to be reminded of at the moment. Like I said, it's not that hard to be a good person. It is truly just a choice. Interestingly, a lot of people don't realize they even have that choice, so they just kind of sleepwalk through life without any guidance, and that's where Christian teachings can come into play, and they can give people a set of guidelines that make sense. Like, yes, this is the way God wants you to treat others. This is how God intended for you to live out your life in a way that honors the gift of life, in a way that is humble, but also to achieve your mission, whatever God put you here to accomplish, whatever that is, and hopefully you have a good idea of what that is. But you were put here to carry out a life with purpose and to pursue that life with ethics, with values, with humanitarian principles, with honesty. And to the extent that you achieve that, you will be rewarded. And it's not that hard to be on the good side of God once you realize what the rules are. In fact, I mean, you'd have to actually, if you tried not to go to heaven, you would actually have to try to be an evil person, or at least, I mean, it would take a lot of effort for me to deliberately do something evil, you know? And I wouldn't, but I'm just saying as a thought experiment, if someone dared you, like, do something evil, I don't know, steal from someone, like, for me, that would be morally very difficult, if not impossible, to do. I cannot do that. Why would I do that? That contradicts my values. Will never take from someone what is not already mine, you know? Would never deceive people. Would never do those things. So embrace the values that will get you to heaven. Exercise those values and recognize that even though you live in a nation that does not have those values, by and large, you can still succeed in expressing and honoring those values in the eyes of God. You will be judged individually, not due to the deeds of the entire nation. God judges us one by one, and in that is your saving grace. So thank you for listening. God bless you all. I'm Mike Adams. You can hear more sermons at abundance.church. Take care.